There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The Lost Word.
Astronauts throw in space.
So Chris went for popcorn. I'm not sure how much you could, how far you could throw a popped piece of corn.
You went for litter. Danny Norton, who was actually listening to me, went for party. Let's have a look at some of these. Barrett thinks it's spanner. That's brilliant. Astronauts throw spanner in space. Could be very dangerous, couldn't it?
That used to be an insult back in the day.
Cool dude thinks it's frisbees. Spanner.
Boomerangs, that's a good one.
Boomerang. Snowballs. Interesting. Mm. Dr. Carthy also must have been listening. He thought it was party.
Right.
Tantrums.
Yep.
My
favourite
that we can't read.
Someone texts in, throw up, which made me laugh.
That's quite funny.
That boomerang one has got me thinking. If you throw a boomerang in space, will it come back to you?
No, well, it's interesting that. I suppose in zero gravity.
It's too science for me. I don't know.
Does anybody know the answer to that? No, it wouldn't, would it?
Surely not.
I don't know.
No.
Just go on
just
forever.
Float away.
There's probably a boomerang somewhere going past the Milky Way at the moment. Somebody's thought, let's test it.
Bill thinks it's a wobbly.
Yeah, I like that.
Musa thinks it's astronauts throw tantrum. No name, astronauts throw wobblies in space. ITUG was obviously listening to you, Tim, instead of monkey. Ali thinks it's a net to catch rubbish and waste. Omer thinks it's throw tantrums. Eric also thinks it's throw up. Justin thinks it's cheese because I'm always talking about cheese. Mm-hmm. Georgina thinks it's a fit. Adil thinks, that's about cricket. That is not the lost word.
Okay, well, near enough. And what was the other one there? A net to catch waste. Did you mention that one?
I did mention you that did, one. Right, okay. But congratulations to Bada, to Georgina, to Zabir. You were all correct. The astronauts threw a pizza party.
A pizza party?
Yeah. Astronauts throw pizza party in space. Apparently, it was literally out of this world.
I bet it was. So
I know.
Where did they...
Basically, these astronauts were at the International Space Station and they posted the video of it over the weekend. And they were small, made from scratch pizza pies. And the ingredients that they needed came up last month on a commercial supply ship. And they basically got flatbreads and tomato sauce, cheese, olives, anchovy paste and pesto. And they made their own individual sized pizzas. The six astronauts twirled them round like floating frisbees, so not a million miles off with frisbees. But the commander said basically the guys down on Earth had heard one of the guys was Italian and he'd been really missing food from home, and they decided he was craving pizza, and you know they're obviously up there for quite a long time, so they sent them the ingredients so he could make his own pizza, but he was pining for Italian food. So that's what they got.
So how do you? So it's from scratch. So you've made the dough, you've made your sauce, your marinara sauce.
I think the bases were sent up there.
The bases were sent up. So how did they cook them? Because it's not like you've got a pizza oven in space, is it? Was it just microwave?
I think
it
might have just been flatbread.
Some special vacuum type thing?
I don't know.
Just heat it up?
He's actually landing on December the 14th.
He's not got
too long to wait, has he? You know, not got that much sympathy for him. He's back soon.
Did you notice, by the way, that you listed some of the ingredients there. You would like that pizza. It's got anchovy on it.
Anchovies. Yeah. Tim and I
it's the
bonded
only similarity.
Over so the far. Fact that we like the same pizza.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And it's a weird pizza. That, you wouldn't eat it.
No. Veggie pizza that. For me.
Yeah. All right then.
Trending today.
So, first of all, Danny, Tim and Natalie. We've probably got three of the most basic English names possible, really, haven't we? You know,
I'd say mine's Irish, but you know.
Daniel, well, let's not go down that road.
You can't. Here's a tip for you. You can't call him Daniel.
No, it's only my mum when I've been naughty.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
The name Daniel, come on, it's not that exciting.
Yeah,
nice name.
You know,
it's a lovely name. Lovely name.
What's your favourite name? You got a favourite name?
No.
Okay.
Of my own names or just of like names in general? I've got a few, so don't worry.
I thought you'd at least play the game. I was like, nope, doing that.
No.
Leave me alone.
Because you always upset someone if you talk about names and then people get upset.
It's the best tip I got. When you're naming your child, you don't tell anybody what you're naming your child because somebody will put you off the name. Because somebody will know somebody. It's the best tip, Danny, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people will think that you'll just tell them.
Yeah. So, but did you do...
Didn't tell anybody. It's amazing. No one.
I used to make stuff up. I told somebody Winston and they went for it once.
Moon,
it was great.
What was that one yesterday? Moon.
Moon River? Oh, Moon
no,
Unit.
No. Moon Unit.
Ah, Frank Zappa's kids. Moon Unit, Dweezil, and there's some weird stuff in there as well.
Yeah. Well, Saoirse Ronan is an actress, and she has a lot of people struggling with her name. So she's decided to take part in it. Just have a listen to some of the descriptions of the names that she gets for hers.
You know, most people don't know how to pronounce my name. They'll say Saoirse, 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 you know, all sorts. My name's Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse?
Yeah, well, I guess the way, if you look at how it's spelled, if you don't know, S-A-O-I-R-S-E. So Saoirse is an Irish name. And she, you know, people often mispronounce her name. So what she's been asked to do in this video, which has gone viral, is pronounce other difficult celebrity names. So the shoe is now on the other foot for Saoirse.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, I know how to say this. Gal Gadot.
That's Gal Gadot.
Is it? The people who work with her say Gal Gadot. So they're all wrong. Okay, Mia Wasikowska. Ding, ding, ding. I think this is Joe Manganiello. Ray Fiennes. Tia Leone.
It's Taya.
Taya Leone. Oh yeah, I always have trouble with this one. Matt Sutri?
Zucri.
Got that one wrong. Chloe Sevigny. Milo Ventimiglia. Ventimiglia?
Ventimiglia.
How many did I get?
So considering she gets annoyed with people getting her name wrong, she got like something like 7 out of 14. But it's quite funny and entertaining. And she was really confident with some of them, got them totally wrong.
I see names like Siobhan written down. And I think that just doesn't compute. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
If you're not, you know, au fait with it.
If you're not familiar with the language, it's difficult. But once you get to know it.
My favourite Irish name, though, is Cleaner. I think that's a fantastic name. I'd love that.
I've never heard of that.
My friend's sister's called Cleaner.
I always thought you were talking about someone called Cleona, but fine.
Whatever. No. Her name is Cleaner. He's pronounced it Cleaner. And I always think that always makes me happy.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, House of Cards fans, if you are interested in House of Cards, it is coming back for a sixth and final season. And this is after they've fired Kevin Spacey. Robin Wright, who plays the newly inaugurated President Claire Underwood, will take over the political drama's lead role. And, you know, they've said, look, we want to finish the show for the fans. The guy from Netflix has said, yeah, we're really hoping to. Instead of 13 episodes, they're going for 8. But interestingly enough, the end of the last season, this is how the last season ended.
Okay.
My turn.
So basically, it's as if she knew. It's as if she knew it was going to be her turn to be the star of the show. How interesting is that?
It's incredible how one line can turn everything. It's almost as though they'd knew something was coming.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
It's just fortunate for them and for her, I guess. She's worked on that show for years and now she's finally the lead character. But just a lot of people, when this news emerged overnight, just sort of said, how interesting that that's how season 5 ended. Mm. That she sort of said, it's my turn. And it is now, genuinely. It's her turn.
Can I be honest?
What?
I find it hard to be enthusiastic because I haven't seen it. And I feel like I've never seen any of it.
That's fine. You don't have to be excited about it.
Okay. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. Have you seen it, Danny?
I've watched the first 3 series. So I've kind of had a bit of a spoiler there, in a sense. But
no, you haven't
only
really.
A tiny one.
No,
you
kind of
suspected that would happen anyway, I think.
Did you?
But I was enjoying it. And then I think we just...
It lost its way a little bit.
Yeah, it got a little bit boring, really.
And then they brought it back. But, she has that role for a variety of reasons, so probably it's not a spoiler.
Robin Wright, the lead of anything's good, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Okay.
So there we are, finally. Have a listen to this and tell me what animal you think it is.
See, I've watched this video and I've seen it. I know what it is, but I would never have thought that this animal would have made this noise.
What do you know what it is, Danny?
No, it sounds like a dog, but obviously it's not going to be a dog because there's people around there. It sounds like it's in a zoo, perhaps people taking photos or something. I don't know.
Not bad.
a sloth? I don't, just random guess there.
Yeah, it's the lesser spotted barking sloth from Mesopotamia.
I don't know sounds sloths make. I know they're just quite chilled out. Maybe at times they get a bit irritated by their slow movements.
Actually, good call. I like that.
It was a baby panda. A baby panda, as it's if a baby barks. Panda can bark like that. But this is France's first baby panda. And this was the big unveil at the zoo. It was like, oh, the baby panda's arrived and blah, blah, blah. And it's called Yuan Meng. And it took a swipe at the first lady, Brigitte Macron. So that was who it was barking at. So she can't. It's this photo opportunity and everyone's happy. And you know, they've got the pandas on loan, haven't they? So it's a real diplomatic moment. And the cameras are all there. And she sort of leans it because it looks adorable. Baby panda, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Leans over and it just starts barking. It's so embarrassing.
It's a sweet looking creature.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, but it looks like it's going to attack.
Let's be honest, we've all sat there and watched panda videos on YouTube where they're just sat there munching bamboo or falling out of trees. So not actually heard the kind of noise they make when they're not eating or falling.
And this panda, this boy is four-month-old cub, male cub, and is named after the realisation of a wish. That's the direct translation of the name. And yeah, it just turned into a bit of a nightmare.
That's interesting that, because I thought there would be. So I was looking up Yuan Meng today.
Yes.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. I didn't spend a lot of time researching. You might have noticed. But Yuan Meng is also...
I must have spent one more minute researching than you did.
I wasn't actually that interested. I thought, I wonder if it's there. But it's also a tennis player. She was a Chinese tennis player, Yuan Meng. Yeah, I found that.
China's fifth highest ranked woman singles player.
Oh, you really did do your research, didn't you? NLT, is that trending?
That is trending.
Our roving grumpy old man Rob says all pandas are on loan from the People's Republic of China, which is right, actually. You did say it was on loan, of course, but all pandas are. You can't own a panda, can you? You can only borrow one.
Oh, I'd love to borrow one. They're so cute, yeah. They were my favourite animals growing up.
They get big, though.
Yeah, I know, but it'd be your friend, so it'd be okay.
Danny, you're thinking about koala bears, apparently. Shabir's texting him.
Koala bears. Well, I'll think about them as well. They're great, but I was thinking the sloths because, I don't know why I was thinking the sloths, but sloths are great, aren't they?
Koalas are cute, though, aren't they? And they smell so nice. Eucalyptus.
Do they?
Yeah.
Ah,
never smelt a koala bear before.
Well, I don't quite know where to go, so I'm going to gloss over that. And just remind you that John Bishop, what age was he when he turned pro in comedy circles? What landmark birthday was he coming up to? If you know that, because he came to comedy late in life. Although, according to Danny, he was always funny. Knew him before he was famous, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
As he was becoming famous. Go with the extrapolation. Okay, the exaggeration.
Yeah, I've known him since he was a young lad.
He used to come around the house.
How old are you trying to make Danny sound?
I told you, it never comes out right. But anyway, how old was he? What birthday was he coming up to? Text that in. You've got about 4 minutes to do that if you'd like to get tickets to go and see him. He's here on December the 14th. Let me see. You're like this, Danny, I think. You're a big Beatles fan. 1973 is where we start today. Fifth album since he left the Beatles. Paul McCartney releases this album today. Recorded it in Nigeria because he wanted to go somewhere exotic. Well, the rain exploded with a mighty crash as we fell into the sun. And the first one said to the second one there, I hope you're having fun. Band on the run. Band on the run. Number one today in 1987 in the US was Belinda Carlisle. She was in the Go-Go's. I found a piece of trivia out about that today. Do you know who directed that video? was an early video in the MTV pantheon of videos. Very successful.
Someone really famous.
It was. Academy Award-winning actress Diane Keaton directed Belinda Carlisle's Heaven on this place. Yeah, she did. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Husband was in it as well. Morgan Mason. Don't know who he is. But anyway, he was married to her. Maybe he still is. I can't tell. Gin Blossoms. If there's anybody who remembers the 90s, and good on you if you do, co-founder of the Gin Blossoms, Doug Hopkins, died today in 1993. You might remember this. Hit jealousy. One of those jangly 90s American bands. We'll finish today though with this, because this is great. Does anybody remember that Enrique Iglesias has a famous father?
Yes.
Many people do. I guess some younger people maybe don't. But anyway, his dad was number one today across Europe with this. How great is this? 1981, Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Julio Iglesias.
When they begin, quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, de begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar.
That's truly great. I genuinely do. Julio. Oh,
Danny and I were just fighting about it because I said, oh, this was before we were both
before
born.
Before you were both born, I know.
And I said, oh, yeah, Danny's younger than me. And then he was like, fight. I'm older than you. We had a fight.
I'll tell you what I did notice. I watched this video today in the interest of research for this program. And what's really interesting is he's very, very like Enrique in the they both kind of stand. They don't really move when they're singing. They kind of sway slightly, but they don't really get into it. They're very kind of detached. It's very
maybe they don't like
cool.
their own music.
Oh, I don't know. It could be. Begin the Begin, that's Julio Iglesias. Who would have thought we'd have been playing that today? John Bishop, two tickets to go and see him. Part of his Winging It tour, December the 14th. He was coming up to 40 when he turned pro in comedy terms back in 2006. Incredibly successful. I think he's the highest paid comedian in the United Kingdom at the moment. Something like
really?
That.
Really?
He certainly was a couple of years ago. He's right up there. Earns millions and millions. And does a lot for charity.
So he does lots of TV,
guy.
Doesn't he?
He does, yeah. His
game shows, that kind of thing.
Stuff, yeah.
He's very funny.
A very amusing man. Anyways, here we're going to pick a winner in a moment and we'll be in touch with somebody. David says, I had lunch with Julio and Bruce Forsyth on a beach in Marbella in 1988. Wow.
I don't know where to go from that.
God, wow. Dear. Did it turn into a night out? And if it did, brilliant. Oh. Man, all right, we can't top that. So
nice to see you. It's to see you, nice.
Yeah, time time to go. Bye, NLT.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.